There's a new legal battle concerning President Trump's immigration ban. Lawyers in Seattle have filed a lawsuit on behalf of people lawfully living in the U.S. who say their applications for things like green cards or work permits are now frozen. Liz Jones with KUOW's immigration team reports.
Immigrant rights attorneys in Seattle say this new concern and the basis of the lawsuit is the broad reach and interpretation of the president's executive order. The order calls for a temporary ban on entry to the U.S. for people from seven predominantly Muslim countries. But now, a leaked federal policy memo shows the restrictions go beyond entry and that other immigration benefits and applications are suspended for people living in the U.S. who are from these seven countries. Matt Adams of the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project describes the situation for the clients he represents in this lawsuit.
Whether someone's applying for asylum or to renew their green card or a new work permit, we've had attorneys reporting they're going into the interview and being told, well, for now I have to put this on hold and set aside the file.
The leaked memo says the suspension will continue until further notice and that there are no exceptions. A subsequent statement from the U.S. Border Patrol clarifies citizenship applications are being processed, but Matt Adams says those applications will face additional blocks due to new vetting requirements. More than 20,000 Washington residents were born in the seven countries listed in the travel ban. The order describes them as, quote, countries of concern for national security. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.